I need a little helper, Daniel. Probably I need you with the Bible. Today we would like to read Psalm 23, the loveliest psalm of all times. Probably we remember, we memorize it, few things. 23. Yeah. Before we start, let me do the standard confession of all times. I'm in the right place. Confession. Everyone has to speak. I'm in the right place, at the right time, do the right thing. Once again. I'm in the right place, at the right time, do the right thing. Very much needed. Okay. Shall we read Psalm 21? Daniel, can you please read just one verse? 23, only one verse. And I like nothing different question. Now we all read one verse, okay? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, that's it. You can close your Bible. Let's get into it. The Lord is my shepherd. It was written by King David, and it is written when he has become a king. He has his memories of his being young and fighting or having a little taking care of sheep. What are the problems he has faced? He had good memories and he has written it down in the form of a good psalm. It is a Psalm 23. When he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Firstly, I shall not want, or in other words, I have everything I need, not want. I have everything I need. So he feels, he believes that I have my shepherd and have everything, not few, everything I want. Now let's get dig into what is everything. In the Old Testament, he was speaking about the God Jehovah and the God the Father. And later in the New Testament, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. So you see the mirror of it. The God the Father, the God the Son, they are equal. And now the God the Holy Spirit, we three in one. One in three, three in one. So one triune God, we believe. The God is my shepherd. When the Father says, Lord Jesus says, I am the shepherd, and he has few responsibilities and he has come to do it. There were four facts about the shepherd. And the first thing is when David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need, he has a faith in the shepherd. And the first fact is faith in the shepherd sometimes change circumstances. Faith in the shepherd changes circumstances sometimes. If we come across the whole Bible, starting from the beginning to the end, there are full of miracles. If you look into the biography of Abraham, if you look into the biography of Moses, let's say to talk about the Moses, he with all the army of the people going, and there is a plain white open river. It's a very big, probably a big one, and says, now go. Whoa, where it is gone? It is all water, nowhere to go. But God has opened up a way when he has reached that place. Beforehand, he was never instructed or never given any suggestion or advice, but until he came, it opened. So it is a very big miracle. And if we come across Daniel, hungry lions could not eat Daniel. It was a big miracle. Faith in the shepherd do change things sometimes. And Jesus, in the New Testament, he has done the 37 different types of miracles. So people who ever trusted him, he healed. People who did not even know about him, he healed. So faith in the shepherd, Holy Jesus, changes circumstances sometimes. And the second one, faith sometimes does not change circumstances. Very hard to believe, very hard to take, but it is true. I would like to tell you two things. Before Christ, there was a Greek king named Antiochus Epiphanes. And he was a very violent person and the desire to occupy the land. And he has come to visit the Jerusalem, and he saw the beauty of the first temple, second temple, and all the things over there. And he wanted to possess the land. And in doing so, in the time, he was in the Egypt. He intentionally made the people aware that he died in the Egypt. And the people over there in the Jerusalem and everyone, they felt, okay, we can relax, this guy is not coming in. And suddenly he came with an army and occupied the Jerusalem. And the high priest of the temple of Jerusalem, Eleazar, he captured him and he skinned alive a priest who is with God, praying with God, fasting with God, died in a very gruesome way. And about the seven children he had, everybody was dismembered. It was a very, very painful thing. Faith in the Lord Shepherd sometimes do not change circumstances. That is before the God. After Jesus Christ, then came another issue. If you can remember, when Jesus was about to be crucified, people have shouted, "Let the blood of this man be on me and my children. Crucify him," they shouted. They were so violent, they were so happy, and high priests, Sadducees and Pharisees, they were so happy. They challenged him. They did not know, probably, he was a God in flesh. And God the Father accepted the challenge. God was there for 33 years and he died. And later, in 70 AD, a Roman general, previously it was a Greek king, now the Roman general has come. He has visited Jerusalem with a small army. He just walked through the streets, looking for the people, looking for the places and everyone. He said, okay, fine. He moved around, went back, had a very good night's sleep. Morning, he came up with a huge army. And he destroyed the temple. The first thing he destroyed was the temple. First temple and the second temple. And after that, there was no more temple. He destroyed in such a way, he thought there's a gold in the stones of the temple. So he made sure that every stone was taken out to see whether the gold is there inside the stone or beside the stone, whatever it is. And then comes the killing. The killing was so severe, so horrible and terrible. Whatever the man, woman, children, pregnant woman, everyone should die in a deadly way. If there is a tree, okay, let's hang him. There's no place. Nail him. There's no place. All the trees are filled with dead bodies. No, then come on, dig him over there. And they killed in such a violent way. One of the reasons people challenge God. God accepts challenge sometimes. Faith do not change circumstances sometimes. And that is the Old Testament and the New Testament. And few years back, or just a couple of years back, or 1 year back, the horrors of the Christians, whether it in Egypt or in Syria, if you can see one thing I would like to say. Before the river, there were the few people, men from Egypt, they came to Syria to do the work, and it was captured by ISIS. And all were knelt down, and the sword is there, okay, ready to cut off, like we cut the chicken legs. And there was no miracle. No angel has come to save them. And no God who can perform a miracle, who can raise the dead, was silent. And they were doing it until they feel the pain, feel the gruesome unhappiness, everything they have lost. But still they were killing, and there was no sign of wonder. There is no sign of a miracle. Faith in the shepherd do not change circumstances. The third one, faith never judges God by circumstances. Faith never judges God by our circumstances. Hebrews 11:36. Now comes the time, Daniel. Hebrews 11. This is a chapter of faith. Faith in the God, faith in our shepherd. First verse. Okay. So in other words, faith is a general definition is confidence in God. Faith is confidence in God. And generally, seeing is believing, but for Christians, just the other way around. Believing is seeing. That is about the faith. Here, in the catalog of the 11th chapter, you see Abraham had a miracle, Samson had a miracle, this one, Joseph had a miracle. You see the all the list of people who are the heroes of the faith. But when you come into the chapter, the verse 36, verse 36, can you please read? Chained and imprisoned. Okay. And the other one, please. They were stoned. Yeah, next verse. Yeah, that's enough. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. How you can judge this? People believed the God and they were stoned. People believed the shepherd, and in the beautiful psalm it says, he leads me beside the still waters. And also says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because the God is with me. But the God who says he is with me, he is not there. Our faith is never judged by our circumstances. But Jesus' two disciples, one is a James and another is a Peter. The both were imprisoned, but one is beheaded and the Peter is delivered. God's own disciples. One did not receive the miracle, another received the miracle. But here, with miracle, without miracle, God loves them the both. Every promise has a price. This has a price tag. promises of a God has a tag named time. Not all the promises, remember the truth, not all the promises given to you will never fulfill in your lifetime, but it's gonna fulfill in its time. The promise given to Abraham was never fulfilled in his lifetime. God said you will have multitudes like stars. But he hasn't seen the multitude. He has seen only the few. But did it happen? It did happen in its time. Our time is different to his time. He is above the time. He knows exactly what he is doing. With miracle, without miracle, Jesus always loved everyone. And the fourth one, all faith leads to ultimate victory. Not just victory, ultimate victory. We believe in the God for one thing. If you ask a Christian what it is, why you feel so cynical, why you do not come to the church, or why you don't come into the gathering, they always have one answer. They have unanswered prayer. The biggest disappointment in the Christian life is the unanswered prayer. And in unanswered prayer, and the first one is divine healing. Few people, whether the pastors or the normal ones. When I say pastor, our pastor is so close to me. Pastor are the, and the just a born again Christian. Both have a cancer, let's say. But strangely, one person suffers for a few years and gets healed. And the born again Christian, sometimes he gets healed quickly, in about a year. And another very good pastor or whoever it is, he dies with pain and cancer. We can't understand that. Imagine why this person is healed, and why this person is taking time for healing, and why this person is not healed. He died with the disease. But in the catalog of the faith, chapter 11 ones, you see the names of the people who has received the miracle, and the people who did not receive it also, they are in the same chapter. Whether we receive a miracle, we do not receive a miracle. But the love of God always remains the same. Few things we don't know, but the presence of God and assurance of heaven is something that makes the people who don't receive the miracle believe in the God. For the gestation period, let's say for the human beings, it is around 226 days. And it is correctly 8.7 months. And for the whale, it is 19 months. In having a baby, or woman, you know, in having a baby, you feel what exactly is happening inside your womb. You feel after a few months the touch, the feel, the kicking, you feel these things. And later, after the appointed time, a baby will come and come out to the world. He is in the one world and he has come to the another world after certain amount of time. We are in the womb of God now on this earth. After some time, we come to the kingdom of God, and that is our ultimate victory. All faith leads to ultimate victory. Whether we receive the promise, we do not receive the promise, God treats everyone equally. Though the promises take time, never the love of God, you should not doubt it. He is more than us. He loves so much that He thought about us. And He came for us and died for us, resurrected, and promised to take us back to His place. Never doubt the love of God. I repeat, faith sometimes do change circumstances. Second fact, faith do not change circumstances sometimes. And faith is never judged by the miracles. And all faith leads to ultimate victory, the God Almighty. Can we all close by reading the same thing again? In the one verse, Psalm 23. Can we all read again? The Lord is my shepherd, I have not want. I have everything I need.